Welcome to SportsMed Reza's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a systematic review that concluded that the use of a tuning fork in ruling out fractures is not currently recommended due to low diagnostic accuracy. In some situations, radiographic imaging is not readily available, and clinicians must attempt to assess an injury with other tools, such as a tuning fork. Unfortunately, the diagnostic accuracy of tuning forks is not well defined. Therefore, several investigators completed a systematic review to determine the diagnostic accuracy of tuning forks for assessing fracture. The researchers assessed two methods of tuning fork tests, the first being induction of pain, and the second being the transmission of sound. A literature search was performed, and 62 articles were identified. All included articles assessed the diagnostic accuracy of the tuning fork tests and used a standard objective reference standard, such as X-ray or bone scan. Following screening, the authors eliminated 56 articles, leaving just 6 articles for quality assessment. In 5 out of the 6 studies, the authors focused on primarily adults. The authors of the 6 papers evaluated any suspected fracture, ankle inversion injuries, and stress fractures. In 4 studies, the authors used pain induction to assess fractures, and in 2 studies, the authors used sound conduction. The sensitivity of the tuning fork test was 75% to 92%. And the specificity was 18% to 94%. Overall, study quality of the 6 included studies was considered modest. The current systematic review is interesting to clinicians who render emergency care, such as athletic trainers, because the possibility of a cost-effective clinical test to detect fractures is of great interest. Unfortunately, tuning forks may not be accurate enough to warrant integration into clinical practice. This supports a previous systematic review that we've described. However, it should be noted that the sensitivity of the tuning fork shows that this test may have some ability to rule out fractures. However, it's not sensitive enough to warrant widespread use. It's also curious that the specificity had a large range among the 6 studies. Overall, this could lead to a high rate of false positive results. But it would be interesting to learn more about when tuning forks had good specificity. And on our online discussions this week, several clinicians offered advice. In the systematic review, the specificity of tuning forks was worst in the study with suspected femoral neck fractures, and best when investigators evaluated ankle inversion injuries. It would be helpful if future research clarified if and when tuning forks may be beneficial, and if clinicians need specific training to optimize the test results. Perhaps, if clinical procedures were developed and improved, the sensitivity would also improve. Ultimately, more research and standardization should be developed and studied before tuning forks are used widely in a clinical setting. This past week, we had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post introduced the European Society's Cardiology's new guidelines on the diagnosis and management of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that found that early signs of osteoarthritis in different joints were present in a small group of professional ballet dancers. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.